I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lacey.
And this is United States of Murder's very own
Wacky Wednesday.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
We're almost live, practically. I mean, we're recording very
hours.
Quickly before we release an episode, which is very unusual.
I know. It's all my fault.
Coming at you live.
It's all my fault.
No, you're good.
How many do you have?
I think I have two.
I have two also.
I say I think because I wrote these a while back. Well, kind of.
Well, you go first.
Okay. Well, I have a doozy for you. A former Christian school teacher is accused of several kidnappings, armed robberies, and a carjacking on Chicago's West Side after targeting victims on the dating app Grindr.
It's these dating apps.
That's a lot to unpack. I know. Antoine E. Petit, age 33 and married father of four, was charged with three counts of armed robbery, kidnapping with a firearm, plus one count of carjacking. So, Christian school teacher, married dad, on paper, stand-up guy. But last June and July, Antoine held men against their will and robbed them at gunpoint. In one case, he stole the victim's car. In another incident, on October 8th, he went to a man's house a day after the two connected on Grindr, and the man shared his address along with an unidentified friend. So some guy gave him his address. They were going to hook up.
Yeah.
But he takes a friend with him. Well, he and the man saw the victim walking his dog outside the home. Then they got a gun and forced him inside against his will. They forced him to share his bank account details and give them his phone. So the two guys went through the victim's phone. Antoine stepped on the man's face and threatened him not to look up. So he appeared in Cook County Court last Wednesday, where Judge Ahmed ordered him detained, and that's all we know so far.
So clearly it would be easy to find who this guy was.
Yeah.
Because he's, I'm assuming, using his real name?
Well, yeah.
Or a
so
nickname?
He's detained. The other guy I didn't mention, but I'm sure he'll be detained, too.
What a dummy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, at least he didn't kill anybody. I mean,
that's true, but it's like...
But it probably could have escalated.
I know. I guess the school's not paying well. I don't know.
Stop.
Yikes.
Oh, well, you know I've been on this whole science gig.
Yes.
Well, guess what I've got for you now?
Science!
Science! A woman has been charged with wildlife trafficking after Colombian police found 130 poisonous frogs in her luggage at the airport.
What?
Yes.
In her luggage?
In her luggage at the Bogota airport. They were discovered in a small... Well, in small film canisters.
Okay.
And were dehydrated and stressed.
Oh, so they weren't alive.
Yes.
Wait.
They were dehydrated and stressed out because they're in, you know what
I thought
little
you
film...
said stretched like
no.
It was like frog skin. Oh, God. Which would be awful, too. But they're, of course they're stressed.
You know what I'm talking about. Those, remember how like 35 millimeter film used to come
mm-hmm.
in those?
Yeah.
So the Brazilian woman who was headed to Sao Paulo said she'd been given the frogs as a gift from a local community in southern Colombia. Local police said the amphibians can fetch up to $1,000 each, and she had 130. So the environmental secretary, Adriana Soto, said the fine for being in possession of one of these frogs could be 56 million pesos, or $14,000 for
one,
and she had 130. They're harlequin frogs, also known as poison dart frogs.
Are those the bright blue ones?
Yes, and they measure less than the size of a human thumb. Their skin glands produce a highly toxic poison, which in the past has been used by indigenous people to coat the tips of darts they used for hunting, and it's strong enough to kill an animal. Harlequin frogs are critically endangered species and can be found in human forests along the Pacific coast between Ecuador and Colombia and in other countries of Central and South America. Mm. Their endangered status makes them highly sought after by private collectors and international markets. Wildlife trafficking is common in Colombia and across Latin America. Amphibians, small mammals, and marine animal parts like sharks, are very popular. I would be scared to even haul them. Like, what if one got out and you had to pick it up?
Yeah, they should get in trouble for that because that will mess up a whole ecosystem and be extremely dangerous to humans.
Right.
I mean, if they two of them start mating, they're out on the loose. Oh, my gosh.
If a child found one hopping around.
Just look at Florida and they're snakes. And you start bringing in snakes from other places and.
Nope, nope, nope. I would give myself away immediately. Mm. I don't do well under pressure. No. I guess they found them in the x-ray machine. It didn't say how.
Probably.
They were found.
I mean, I've been flagged for car games before, so who knows?
And my dog eats frogs. Well, she doesn't eat them. If she sees,
a lot of animals do.
If she sees one hopping, she like barks and like tries to get it in her mouth. I guess they either pee in her mouth or... Because she'll start foaming and, like, spit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. She's never killed one because it just...
Ugh.
Anyways.
We normally don't get political here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But a 35-year-old North Texas man, formerly known as Dustin Bay, has legally changed his name to literally anybody else. And he's launched a presidential bid.
Is that his first and last name?
First, middle, last. So he bought the domain name literallyanybodyelse.com last year.
Oh, it's literally anybody else.
Yes, literally is his first name. Anybody is his middle name. And else is his last name. So I guess he goes by Mr. Else now. He's a seventh grade math teacher and a judge had to sign off on the name change. And she said, are you really going to be that guy? And he said, somebody has to. He needs 113,000 voter signatures by the middle of May this year to qualify to be on the November 5th ballot in Texas. So I'm not sure if literally anybody else stands a chance or not. But that's...
Is he independent? Is he Democrat, Republican?
I think you would have to be independent.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I'm not even going to start talking. I think he's probably an independent. I think that's how that works since there's already one for the...
I have no idea how that works either.
Anyways.
Well, you have a common theme of teachers.
Yes.
And I have the theme of animals.
I love it.
And amphibians and creatures, not human, like this one, where police in Russia are questioning a man who drunkenly rode a horse into an apartment building at 3 a.m. and presented it to his wife to make amends after a fight.
I hope they lived on the first floor.
No.
Oh, no.
Footage of the bizarre scene shows both a large pile of feces the animal left in the building's entryway and the man's many failed attempts to climb on the horse. At one point, the man apparently thought it better to try to fit the horse into the elevator to get it up to the fifth floor apartment.
How big is this elevator?
But instead, he couldn't. So local media identifies this man as 33-year-old Sergei Antipov and reports he took the horse from a farm where he used it for work in hoping of showing up as Prince Charming and making up with his wife. She subsequently recorded the confused-looking horse, which she quipped was a gift for International Women's Day.
Oh, my God.
And they put it in their tiny apartment.
Ugh.
She said, here is a horse standing in my house. Thankfully, now the horse is back on the farm.
Oh, no.
This man rode a horse from the farm in an elevator and into an apartment to apologize to his wife. So... That man can text you back, ladies. I'm just saying.
Oh, gosh. Well, did he look that gift horse in its mouth? I'm sorry.
Have you ever had someone, like, do a grand gesture for you? Like, not necessarily for
it's hard to think of anything as grand as that.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, a makeup necessarily, but for anything?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'll have to think about that. What about you? I'm sure. Something crazy has happened as a
single woman. Not really.
No, as a dating woman.
Not really. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've had people. I had a birthday once, and Max's dad was out of town, And he knew I always went to this one bar, so he called the bar at midnight to tell me happy birthday and then bought a round of drinks for me and my friends. Oh, so that was nice.
That's cool.
Well, that's a grand gesture, but...
That's cute.
It was cute. Do you have a wacky?
No, I don't.
I do, and it's going to make you throw up.
More than Anders, because he's on number three over here. Listen. Throw up number three.
I had to go to Hot Springs.
Oh, yeah.
So I jump up. I get ready. It's super early last weekend. I have a Diet Coke. I open it. I take my dog out. I set the drink down. I'm doing all the things in the yard with Wendy. Pick the drink up. Go back in the house. Doing the things. Get in my car. Set up my cup holder. I'm backing out of the driveway. And I go to take a drink of it. And I don't know if it was a fly. Mm. Some winged something went into my mouth from this drink. Ugh. And it was about half empty. So I'm like, oh my, spit it back in my can. Oh my God. So fast forward, I'm late. So I'm driving. I get probably about 40 minutes into the drive and I'm listening to a podcast and I'm tooting along on the interstate and I reach down and I grab the can and take the biggest drink again. I guess I had forgot. Oh. And you know how you just see it's.
Yes.
I'm the only one.
I've done that with old cans in the car.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the only one in this car. Mm-hmm. I drive. I'm the only one drinks Diet Coke. I then again drank this bug and now my like loogie spit. Go, 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 go. I almost wrecked. No. Mm-mm. It was the most disgusting thing. It was hot.
Ew.
Spitty, foamy, and a bug. Oh, not like a little bug. Like it was a bug.
It's like a horsefly size?
Yes.
Oh, God. It probably was. They're everywhere right now.
Oh, God. You're going to throw up. Like I could feel.
God.
It's still in my car. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man. Don't drink it. Throw that away.
I threw it away immediately because I'm like, I'll forget and grab it again. Oh.
I'll see someone else's can and just assume it's mine. If there's a Diet Coke can, it's like
because some no one
type
drinks
of
it.
Psychological thing.
Right.
I'll just drink it like it's mine. Well, and I do that all the time.
Well, here, it's like, this is your house. Sam doesn't drink Diet Cokes. Anders doesn't. That's like me at my house. I'm the only one. So if it's sitting
like
there.
You'll just grab the can. It's just second nature.
Yeah.
In the car, I'll forget that. Because I usually take a can with me when I go anywhere.
Sure.
And if it's warm, it's in there. I'm sure I've probably swallowed at least a gnat without knowing it. A little spider.
Gross.
No. Something that could not be detected.
No, this was a full-grown something.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Full-grown.
God, it was so gross.
Oh, God.
So over the weekend, after all the ball games, Max and I snuggled up in bed and watched Lisa Frankenstein.
Is it good?
No. Zero.
Really?
Zero stars.
I have not watched it.
Zero stars. It was not great.
Okay.
It's very, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, tell us.
So it's like a 80s horror teen movie, mm-hmm. which there seems to be a lot of those coming out, which mm-hmm. I love. Did you see Totally Killer?
No.
So cute. Max and I have probably watched it three times. We love it. There's a new one I found, My Best Friend's Exorcism, which is cute.
Yeah,
80s themed. So I was like, Lisa.
Yeah, that is kind of a theme.
Yeah, Lisa Frankenstein. This is going to be super cute. You missed the mark, people. I don't know. It started strong, but then it got weird and to where I didn't like the main girl.
Oh.
Like, I didn't like her. I was like, I don't. I finished it.
Okay. It's a series, not a movie.
No, it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
It's just one. Yeah, it's just a movie. Oh. Not great. I mean, watch it. You will watch it anyways, but.
Is it that it's cheesy? Is it that it's.
She got kind of.
Weird. What do you mean?
I feel like I'm going to give it away. So she lives with her dad and stepmom and stepsister because her mom was brutally murdered by axe murderer in front of her.
Yikes.
So dad marries this woman and she's kind of a bitch to her, but the stepsister's super sweet and super nice and you like her and they're in high school and she's the new girl and she's kind of weird and she likes going to the cemetery and doing like rubbings.
As one does.
I mean, I would like does like the grave rubbings, the headstone rubbings and all that. Well, there's a dead guy, obviously, in the cemetery. Yep. Storm comes. He gets struck by lightning. He rises. He shows up at her house.
Okay.
So she's like hiding him in the closet. It's just like crazy unrealistic stuff.
Oh, well, sure.
And then he starts killing people.
Oh.
For her.
Yeah. Oh, for her.
And then she almost like tricks him into killing people for her. Mm. And it's like, now you're a bad girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I mean by.
Yeah, I get what you're
didn't,
saying.
I mean, it's.
He's like her zombie puppet.
Yes. Turns into, and like he's in love with her.
Oh, God.
She likes this other dude. It's just a whole.
I've seen previews. Yeah. So
the previews, I was like, this is going to be fun and cute.
Yeah. Not so cute.
I mean, anyways. So.
Well, I just watched, and I say just as in I finished 30 minutes ago while he was having a contact nap on me. I knock at the cabin door.
Girl.
I had not seen it. I wanted to see it a long time ago. I'm unpopular opinion. I'm a fan of M. Night Shyamalan.
That's one of my favorites of his.
And it's really, first of all, I'm going to say this. I normally wouldn't, but I'm glad it's PG-13. I'm glad it didn't show some of the things that happened in more detail. Because it was really dark.
Very heavy.
It was heavy. It was like.
Made you think.
Yeah, I was like getting bummed. I don't know how else to explain it.
No.
Like I wasn't scared, but I was just, it was like a heavy feeling on you.
Almost like despair.
And dread.
Yeah.
Where once one thing happens, you're like, oh, they're going to keep doing that until.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what it was about other than the world is going to end if someone doesn't do something. That's all I went in knowing.
Which sounds like a ridiculous movie basis.
It does, but because the whole time you're like, is this real or is it not? And then.
I know.
Oh, and I love Jonathan Groff. Mm-hmm. I love him. I'm like, no, we've got to keep this man. We've got to keep him.
It's good, but it's.
It was good, I thought.
It's heavy.
But it was like.
What would you do?
I don't know, because I feel like I wouldn't believe for a long time. Well, one thing that irritated me is I wanted more details. Like, why are you at this cabin? Who told you to come here? Can you elaborate? I would need more information before I could make a decision.
Well, and that's his movie themes.
Yeah,
is
questions, but it's like
you get
at some random cabin. Why are you here?
Yeah, you just kind of, it's like you just have to kind of fill in the blanks on what you think and what you think may be different than what I think. That's what I like about his movies is like when you discuss it with other people, you're like, oh, that guess could be.
Yeah.
Whew, that's
I
a tough one.
I haven't had time to, well, I mean, I just got done, so it's still hitting. So I'm going to read some articles. So I'm like, what was the theme behind blank? Because it was, I'm not going to say anything else because if you haven't seen it, it's classic where, you know, there's
watch that.
Crazy things that happen. And I'm like, thank God they didn't show some of these things because I would have hated that.
Yeah, watch that, not Lisa Frankenstein.
DM us and tell us what's the best thing you've watched this month.
Yeah, because we only have one episode left of our Wackies and then we're on a break.
Mm-hmm. Then we're on a break. We're going to decompress, take some rest, but also brainstorm and work on new things for you guys. New stories, fresh stories. And for next season, we want you to send us all the Wackies.
Send us
just like, what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you? If you relate to anything we've talked about, have you eaten a bug on accident or on purpose?
Oh my God. I just don't.
You just drank your Diet Coke.
Drank my Diet Coke.
Just send us all the Wackies because our fresh new season,
we want to change it up some.
Yeah, we want to give you guys what you want.
To an extent.
I was about to say asterisk. To an extent. Also, I have a new computer, so I'm going to have to take time to learn how to use it. It's a Mac, so I'm like freaking out. I haven't used a Mac since college, and spoiler, been out of college for a minute.
Well, what'd you get so fancy for?
Samuel was looking at deals and sales and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at all the reviews. He looks at all the websites. I am not that person. I just buy what I want. But so he's like, there's a good deal on this MacBook, blah, blah, blah right now. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. But I've been using it for a few days. And you see, I'm still using my old computer
that has
a janky screen.
I was going to say.
Because it's hard to freaking figure out. I couldn't even figure out how to click on and open a window.
That makes me nervous.
I'm Googling stuff on my phone, how to use my computer. I'm already like freaking out.
If you don't like it.
If I can't learn a Mac again. Because I'm like, can I have desktop items? I mean, I don't know. And it's weird because I use an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You would think it would make sense to me. I used a Mac in college, but
You'll figure it out. You birthed a human. You can figure out a computer.
And all the X's are on the opposite side.
Oh, I don't like
that. So you know what I mean? Everything's flopped, and I don't know if I can do it. And it's smaller, which is good and bad, because with him, it's hard to have a computer on my lap and do stuff. But because the computer is smaller, I keep mistyping everything. I don't know. So to be continued on if we start out the next season with a different computer or not. Not that it'll matter. It'll just be me being annoyed. I might still have this janky thing up here and just not move it.
You know what? It works.
It does. The screen might blink, but it works. Anyways.
Join us next week for more tales of wacky crimes
and criminals
to help you get through your week. Bye.
Bye.